In all this talk of budgets and deficits, maybe you've started hearing about a mysterious group of people called the Gang of Six. And maybe you've wondered, who are the Gang of Six? Well, I'll tell you. They are a seminal post-punk group from England, popular in the late 1970s and the 80s.
It's not made for great men. It's not made for great men.
No, that's the Gang of Four, named after the mysterious Chinese faction around Chairman Mao.
Okay, fine then. The Gang of Six is a Martin Scorsese film about Boss Tweed and the mobsters in New York's Five Points District.
This is fresh meat.
No, again, that's Gangs of New York.
Oh. Well, then it's the group of prisoners shackled to Paul Newman in Cool Hand Luke.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Celeste, that's a chain gang. The Gang of Six is a group of suits, senators in Washington, D.C. Three Republicans, three Democrats.
Oh, well, whoever they are, they could end up having a strong influence on the debate over the deficit, the debt ceiling, and the budget for 2012. Here to explain, our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
All right, so even though there are six of them, and we're going to talk about all of them, there's really a leader on each side, right? One Republican, one Democrat.
Unofficially, there's a senator on each side who certainly get the most media attention for doing this because they're so very far apart. That's Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, the Democrat, Senator Tom Coburn, the Republican from Oklahoma. And these two are diametric opposites. There's really very few people to the left of Dick Durbin, and there's probably no one to the right of Tom Coburn in the Senate. They're about as far apart on the ideological spectrum as you get. And that's sort of the point of having these two guys who don't really agree on anything in the same room trying to help solve the hardest domestic problem we have right now, which is our giant $14 trillion deficit and a $1.5 trillion debt, not to mention the question of whether to mess with Medicare and raise taxes. Now, Durbin is there to make sure that liberal priorities are at the table. If you look at the Ryan budget that we talked about a couple weeks ago, it doesn't talk about revenue at all. It just cuts programs. Durbin says he's there to say, yes, this is unsustainable, but cutting these things is not the only answer. We need to talk about taxes. Here he is a few weeks back on NBC Meet the Press.
We are trying to come up with a bipartisan approach in the Senate to address the same issue that Paul Ryan addresses in his budget. I think we'll come at it differently. What we need to see is everything on the table and real balance.
That's Less Durbin, right?
Yeah, that's Dick Durbin, yeah. The liberal.
That's Dick Durbin, the liberal, who's there to say, I'm not going to cut into Social Security and Medicare if you're not going to have a realistic discussion about raising taxes, which is blasphemy to Republicans. Now, here's Tom Coburn, who is the classic anti-spending, anti-tax conservative purist. Listen to Coburn.
What the country needs to hear from the leaders in Washington is we understand how big this problem is and that we're willing to lose elections to do what is best for the country. And that's what's not happening now.
Okay, so these are the kind of, in some ways, the most visible of the Gang of Six here, Dick Durbin and Tom Coburn. But there's four others. I'm going to give you their names. You're going to tell me who they are quickly,
all
okay?
Right.
Mark Warner.
Mark Warner of Virginia, the pro-business New Democrat, a cell phone magnate. He's been hosting these guys at his house. You know, some of the Gang of Six meetings are around Mark Warner's dinner table in suburban Virginia. He's the pro-business Democrat there to look out for Wall Street, for entrepreneurs and investors. But he's also a Democrat. He believes in raising revenue if necessary.
Okay, we've got Kent Conrad.
Kent Conrad, Democratic chairman of the Budget Committee, policy wonk, budget hawk. He's been sounding the alarm on the debt since before the first day of the Iraq War. This is not new for him.
All right, Mike Crapo.
Mike Crapo, you have never heard of, probably. A Republican conservative from Idaho, the conservative policy wonk. He's on the Budget Committee. He's on the Banking Committee. He's on the Finance Committee. This guy views the world conservatively through green eye shades. He's a numbers wonk.
All right, and the last one, Saxby Chambliss.
Saxby Chambliss, also pro-business Republican, pro-agriculture, chairman of the Agriculture Committee, and probably most importantly, close friend to Speaker John Boehner from the House.
Well, you brought us sound of Alan Simpson, ex-Senator Alan Simpson, telling you, Todd, that we had to pray for the Gang of Six because they were our only hope. How realistic is that?
Well, it's actually very realistic because of how far apart the two sides are.
I don't know about two sides. I count five
pro-business senators and one middle-class senator, Dick Durbin.
Well, John, there's a lot of argument to be made that you have one pro-business Senate, and that's how a lot of progressives feel. Some of them are mad at Durbin for even being at this table. He's catching heat from some of his friends on the left, including Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who's so liberal he's not even a Democrat. He's an independent. Doesn't even want this discussion opened up. So you're not alone by raising that. But the discussion goes on.
Let's go back to Todd. Tell me again, what are the chances? I mean, is everyone looking? Is everyone on Capitol Hill looking at this group of guys?
They are. And here's why. Because look at Durbin and Coburn, how far apart they are ideologically. The idea here is if these two guys can come up with an agreement to say, here is our agreement, we'll put it in legislative form. Hey, everybody else, here's cover. If Durbin and Coburn can stand on the same island, maybe 60 senators can too. And a lot of people see it as the only hope. Alan Simpson sees it as the only hope. Because when you see the Ryan budget, how far to the right that Democrats think it was, and you see President Obama's speech the other day where he said, mess with Medicare and put this problem on the backs of the poor without talking about taxes, not on my watch. You see how very far apart Ryan and the president are. A lot of people think that this gang of six with their ideologically disparate guys on there, as obscure as they are, the only hope to get an agreement where people have the cover to say, okay, we can shake hands somewhere in the middle, but the breach is wide.
Well, you know, to go to John's question about whether or not there's anyone not pro-business that's working on this, is there any other horses in the race? Is the Gang of Six the only group that's really working on a bipartisan solution?
Well, the president has called for another bipartisan commission, but this one's a little different. It's 16 senators. They're going to be working on a sort of a narrower deal around the debt limit, some spending caps, some rules on budgeting that might help get that debt limit passed. This gang of six is working on the much, much bigger lift: Medicaid, Medicare, taxes, Social Security, and deficits out for 50 years. It's kind of two different sides of the same coin. These gangs are fairly common in the Senate. Sometimes they succeed, sometimes they don't.
What's the takeaway here, though, Todd? I mean, is it the five pro-business dudes sort of modifying the Ryan budget, and Dick Durbin is on there as veto insurance? Basically, if Durbin signs on, the president won't veto?
They say that's not what it is at all. They say a true bipartisan compromise to get something that can get bipartisan support to pass the Senate. Because, John, the takeaway is if they fail, election 2012. This is what everyone's going to run on: taxes versus entitlements. That's the election in 2012.
That is our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick talking about the DC gang problem, the gang of six who are going to fix all of our financial problems.
Gang of six, collect them, trade them with your friends.
They have playing cards?
Yeah, let's do that.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.